I had the TDS, the Trump derangement syndrome. I thought everybody who voted for Donald Trump was a racist. All that changed when I encountered a Yale study in 2018. The study found that there was a difference between how white liberals and white conservatives talk when they talk to black people.
Oh boy, we're gonna get to the Democrats are the real racists now.
And when I saw the headline, I was jubilant. We got them.
I was jubilant.
That's what I thought. Turns out the opposite was true. The study found that when white liberals talk to black people, they do something called presenting lower competence. They dumb down their vocabulary using fewer syllables than they do when they talk to white people. And white conservatives don't do this. And we liberals call conservatives racist.
My fellow liberals, we're racist. It's time to turn it in and vote for Donald Trump.
Yet it was this patronizing view that minorities are oppressed and in need of saving that I could suddenly see was at play in much of the progressive worldview.
Gee, and I wonder who formed the progressive worldview.
Jews built the left in this country. We built the labor movement. We broke the New Deal. 70% of the lawyers who worked on civil rights cases were Jews. We've been at the forefront of every liberal and leftist issue in this country.
So Jews are the real racists! Holy cow! What's going on with the left that suddenly their racism is a problem?
Only 13% stand with Israelis against the Palestinians. This is a party whose grassroots is right now captured by the left. And so Zionism does not have a future in the American left.
You see? Do you see what I'm saying? She's on News Nation. I was woke. I have to admit, I'm gonna do a fake struggle session where I disavow the racist liberals.
You created this woke DEI monster in which you told them everyone with fair skin was a colonizer, and then you were shocked when they looked at literal colonizers in the Middle East destroying brown people, and they decided that they were on the side of brown people. Now you got a problem with the supposed racism of the left.
I wonder why they would be pro-Trump right now.
And he loves Israel too.
It's true.
Oh, could this be why Batya has suddenly seen the light and no longer suffers from TDS? No, that's not it. It's because she realized the left is a real racist and the conservatives are not racist like she thought she was. And look, we got Nicki Minaj. Now we're gonna start this pitch. The conservatives, they're not racist. All that stuff we've been telling you for the last 50 to 70 years about the rednecks and the racists and the sundown towns, and we showed you all those lynchings which were of black criminals, but we told you they were innocent people. That's all water under the bridge. Cause now we got Trump and he loves Israel and we love Trump. So there's no racism to worry about. Everybody, come on.